Hi, and welcome to Self Care for Educators. I'm your host, Tina Bogren. This is season 4 and episode 17, and this episode is coming out in January of 2024. We turned the calendar page, and I want to start off by saying I so hope that you were able to take some time to really sink into your break and enjoy it fully. And as we get started again in this brand new year, I want to spend the next couple of episodes doing some things to get us going as we think about turning the calendar page. And I know for us as educators, our calendar page kind of turns in August, oftentimes, or September for some of us. But when there's something that feels so incredible about having a clean slate and a fresh start to the brand new year. And this is where we start. Well, it's already been happening. It's not starting. You're getting all sorts of targeted ads, I'm sure, around all the ways, new year, new me, all the things to change. And I first want to say, there's nothing that needs to change. You're perfect exactly the way you are. And as we think about moving into the new year, instead of thinking about these big sweeping changes, instead, I'm going to encourage us to think about new year, same us, but what are our intentions? And one of the ways that I love to welcome in the new year and set some intentions around the new year is to choose a one-word theme. I've been doing this for years, and some of my past themes or words have included words like breathe and balance and calm and delight and gratitude. And this year, I'm recording this a little bit earlier than January, just so that Brooke and I have some time to get this ready. I'm still thinking about my word. If by the time this comes out, I have it figured out, I will definitely post it over on the Self Care for Educators page on Facebook. But what I'm thinking about currently is choosing the word consistency. As I think ahead to 2024 and I'm 48 years old and kind of set in my ways, which I'm actually going to claim as a victory because I've worked really hard over the last few years to get some habits in place to commit to my core values and to make decisions and set boundaries around my core values as a way for me to overcome not feeling motivated. So in other words, I know for myself, and this is true for most of us, that if I just wait until I feel motivated to do something, it probably won't happen. Instead, I've really gotten clear on what my personal core values are, and I use those as kind of a backdoor or sidestep way to keep going and make forward progress, even if I don't feel like I have a ton of motivation in the moment. And because that's really worked well for me, as I think ahead to 2024, I feel like, gosh, I'm not at a place where I want to make huge changes. I just want to keep going. As I record this towards the end of December, my whole plan for December has been to keep going, to not totally go off the rails so that when January rolls around, I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm starting from scratch. Instead, to keep doing what I know works for me and stay consistent. I'll get more specific if it's helpful. So for me, what I know works for me is prioritizing sleep and drinking the stupid water and moving my body and staying connected with the people that I love, eating food and making choices around my food that help me feel my best. When I prioritize my physical wellness, what I know is everything else kind of starts to fall into place, which feels really good. When I feel off, it's typically because I'm not taking care of myself physically. My sleep isn't up to par, if you will. I am not prioritizing protein. I'm not drinking enough stupid water. I'm not moving my body. And so consistency, I feel like, is the word I'm looking for. So I want to offer up to you to think about what is a one-word theme that you want to think about moving into 2024. I think there's something kind of nice about, even if you haven't chosen one, choosing one starting now. You haven't lost any time. You took a break. You took a well-deserved, hopefully incredible break. And there's nothing wrong with not starting right away on January 1st of making all the changes. And even if maybe you did that, this might be a way of time or an opportunity for you to kind of catch your breath and say, okay, is that really what I want as I move into January? Or did I kind of fall prey to all of the advertising that tells us that we need to make these big changes and do all these big sweeping epic adventure things, and instead catch a breath and reflect, do some quiet reflection and think about, what do you really want to have as your one word theme or a phrase or guiding question as you move into 2024? And once you've chosen that theme, then it's fun to think about, how will you remind yourself of that? Are you going to put the theme or the question or the phrase on sticky notes? Is there a certain symbol that maybe attaches to your word or theme that you could be on the lookout for? Are you the kind of person that likes to get a little charm for your keychain or a necklace or a bracelet, something that you can tangibly wear and see every day to remind you of your theme? Maybe you want to share your theme with someone else. Maybe as you do your journaling and reflecting, you put that theme at the top of your page or that word or that phrase so that you can circle back to it and reflect on it. That's what I want you to think about, your one word theme. And I'd love if you're open to it, maybe jumping over to the Facebook group and letting us know, kind of making it public, which it always makes it kind of feel more real, of what your word or phrase is, or your guiding question, however you want to approach it. Because I think it's so inspiring to hear from each other. And that's what I want you to do. I will go over and share, as I said, right now, as I'm recording this, I'm thinking of the word consistency, but I also in the back of my head, I'm like, I want something a little, I don't know, a little splashier maybe, or I'm trying to think of a symbol or a picture or something that I could tie to that. So that's still something I'm contemplating on. Hopefully, by the time this episode comes out, I'll have that kind of locked down. And that's it. I want you to think about, what are your intentions for 2024, and is there a guiding word or phrase that will help you hold on to those intentions as you move into this new year and into the second half of your school year? I'm cheering so hard for you. As always, I'm so grateful for you. And I hope your transition back into work and school and schedules and all of those things is a smooth one, and that you're remembering to take very, very gentle care of yourself as you move back into school. As always, a huge thank you to Brooke for making this happen. We're so grateful for you. Thank you to Solution Tree and Marzano Resources for this job I get to do. I'm so incredibly grateful. And to you, my badass self-care squad. Oh, it's gonna be a good year. Let's welcome in 2024 with open arms. I'm cheering so hard for you. You've got this.